Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing stages your ex goes through during no contact. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemetips. That's www.datemetips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website datemetips to find out more details. That's www.datemetips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we're going to be discussing stages your ex goes through during no contact. So I suggest as the best way to try and get your ex back if you've been dumped is to implement my version of the no contact rule. And if you want to understand what I mean by that, you want to subscribe to my podcasts and check out the various ones I've done on the no contact rule. I personally believe that my version of a no contact rule, which differs to a lot of the other ones that you can find online, gives you the best possible chance to try and get your ex back if you've been dumped. But you might be wondering, if you go through the no contact rule, if you start implementing it after you've been dumped, what stages does your ex go through? And in this podcast, I'm going to be describing three of the stages, and I'm going to be generalizing because, of course, every situation is different and there are an almost infinite amount of possibilities of how you've kind of got to this stage. You know, your relationship is going to be slightly different, if not majorly different, to anybody else's. So this is kind of the general theme, the general terms, the general concept of what your ex will go through during no contact. And we're going to be describing a situation in which there was no major catastrophe in your relationship, i.e. you didn't do anything horrific. Because if you did something horrific, then your ex might be going through different stages to what I'm about to describe, and quite possibly will never contact you again. So this is more about if you've maybe drifted apart, or maybe if there has been some kind of slight differences or something that's not horrific. You know, you just kind of understand what I'm saying here. If you've done something that's really, really terrible, then there is a very good chance that your ex will never contact you again. So this is in regards to if you've had a breakup in which you've drifted apart, or maybe there has been some minor problems, but in your personal opinion, they should be problems that can be overcome. So this is what happens. So your ex dumps you, and the first feeling they will have, the first stage they will go through, is relief. And you don't want to hear that, but that is the truth, because they've either been thinking about this for a while, or they've done it quite suddenly. But however they've kind of gone about this, they are no doubt going to be slightly concerned about how you are going to take the news that the relationship is over. And as soon as they've actually done that, they're going to feel relief, because they have done the hard part in their mind. They have broken the relationship. They have ended it. They have dumped you. And during that period, they will be thinking, okay, it's done. I can move on with my life. I can, explore all these other possibilities. And they're going to be feeling relief, as well as, in some instances, some euphoria. You know, they're going to be feeling really kind of happy because they've done something that was very difficult, very challenging, and in their mind, they see positivity ahead. And they imagine that they've got over a big hurdle, which was dumping you. So the first stage they go through is relief. Now, if you implement no contact correctly, and as I said, you want to check out my other podcasts, if you don't really know my version of a no contact rule, but if you implement it correctly, then it won't be too long before your ex starts to feel sadness. And that is because all of a sudden, they will no doubt realize that the grass is not always greener, as they say. they will realise that the single life is not as exciting as it seems. They will realise that having somebody in their corner, having a loved one, having somebody by their side, once they've gone, it's not ideal. And even if they've decided to have another relationship really quickly, which would be a rebound relationship, there is a strong possibility that that will end very quickly, and hence the sadness will almost double, because that would have failed, and then they'll be wondering why they did what they did. So sadness will start to come in if you implement no contact, because you are not chasing them, you are not giving them the feeling of desire, you are not kind of pandering to them, you are not kind of giving them an ego. You know, you've accepted their decision reluctantly, and all of a sudden they now need to live their life without knowing that you're there by their side, or that you are there almost in spirit. You know, because if you don't do no contact, and if you beg, and if you plead, and if you pester, then not only are you ignoring what they asked and proving you don't listen and you're not a reliable, genuine person, and not only are you also going to be annoying them, but more importantly, in this respect, you are going to be really kind of giving them a boost of, you know, you're going to be making them feel so important, so big, and also making yourself lose value. So you will be giving them value if you keep contacting them. So if you decide to use the no contact rule, which I suggest, and my version of it, then all of a sudden you are not giving them extra value. So they will start to feel sadness, and it will be a surprise to them, because they'll think, well, I thought I made the right decision, but all of a sudden, you know, a few weeks in and I'm not really feeling that great. A single life isn't what I thought. That rebound relationship didn't work. And not only that, the one person who really did love me, who really was always there for me, despite our differences at the time, you know, they've gone as well. And that sadness will start to dig into them. But they will still think at this stage that they made the right decision, but they're just not feeling great about it now. So they've gone from relief to sadness. Now, if you manage to maintain no contact and keep going through self-improvement and all of the other things, including improving your chances using social media and social proofing, which again, I mentioned in other podcasts, and I also mention in my book, I've got a book that I've written on my website, which specifically gives you the opportunity to try and get your ex back. It's written with that in mind. So if you want to get your ex back, I suggest going to my website, dateme.tips, and checking that book out, because it can really help you attempt to try to get your ex back. So if you're going through everything I suggest in my podcasts and book, then maybe we're a few weeks further down the line, maybe it's a couple of months. Everybody's different, time frames are not standard. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year. But at some stage, your ex is likely to regret their decision. And this is when the sadness manifests itself and combines with their intrigue of what you are now up to about your new life, and also starting to question their own decision. So they will start to wonder about you. They will start to question their own decision if it was right, because all of a sudden their life isn't the fantastic life they thought it would be. And if this gets to the certain point, if the sadness, if the regret, if the intrigue, if this all pushes to a certain level, that is when they will reach out to you, because altogether, when that combines, after regret, they will start to miss you. And when they miss you enough, that is when they will contact you. And at that stage, that is when you start to rebuild your relationship. You rebuild the connection. And in other podcasts, I've mentioned it in a lot more depth, because this next stage is very important, of course. You know, it's the most important, really. If you kind of get them back talking to you, you then need to really build a connection which is on stronger foundations than your old previous relationship, which failed. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and me giving you the stages that your ex will go through during no contact. And this is, of course, providing that they dumped you and you implemented my version of the no contact rule ASAP. And in general terms, they will originally go through relief, then they will move into sadness, then it will become regret, and then they will start to miss you. And that is when they will reach out and contact you. And there is no time frame on this. These different stages can take days, weeks, months in between. Everybody is different, but they are the stages for most people. So for most people, it will be relief, it will then be sadness, it will then be regret, and then they will miss you. And once they have that intrigue to miss you properly, that is when they will reach out, and that is when you can start to rebuild your relationship. So if you have been dumped, make sure you implement my version of a no contact rule to give you the best possible chance to try and get your ex back.